And this Yerushalmi corresponding to Tanis Davli, that Chof Dalad, the beginning Yerushalmi on Daf Tev Zainam Adif, and the Mishnah at Halacha Yud. Shorach Leishim ben Shetach, Ramalai, Torech Atal Nidui, Abamai Eh Selach, Lachar Shat, Vat Mishatel Efnei Amokoyim, Kibben Shemishatel Leoviv, Vaif Leoviv, Alecha Gotavoyme, Yismach Avich Avimecha, Sagei Leil Tefa. Mishnah says, Shim ben Shetach sent a message to Choni and told him, you deserve to be excommunicated, but what can I do? You act improperly in front of Hashem, like a young child acts up in front of his father, and the father does his will. About you it says, your father and your mother should rejoice, and the one who gave birth to you shall be glad. The Gemara says, She'ilu nigzu gezeiru kshim shenigzu b'yam Eliyahu, when the sasa mevi es harabim l'ichil l'Hashem, because maybe it's a rabbin of the Chil Hashem, Sarach Nidui. The one says, you should be excommunicated because if there was a decree that there'll be no rain like there was decreed in the days of Eliyahu, do you not bring the rabbin to disgrace the name of Hashem? Anyone who brings the rabbin to disgrace the name of Hashem must be excommunicated. Taman Taninan, Sarach Lelo Gamliel, in Ma'akev Arthas Rabbim, Shele Nimses Ma'akev Rabbim and Arthas Mitzvah. We bring a quote to a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. One Shabbos a week, he was still more than 40 pairs of witnesses going to Yerushalayim to testify about the new moon. And he stopped them because there was no need for them to be Mechal Shabbos. Now, Mil said to him, if you stop the Rabbim, is it not found that you stop the Rabbim from doing a mitzvah, next time they won't come to testify when they're needed? And anyone who stops the Rabbim from doing a mitzvah must be excommunicated. And Choni said back to Rishim ben Shetach, is Hashem not mevatel his decree due to the decree of a tzaddik? Amalei, hein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevatel gzeiros mipnei gzeiros shel tzaddik, vein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevatel gzeiros shel tzaddik mipnei gzeiros shel tzaddik chaveiro. Rishim ben Shetach said back to Choni, yes, Hashem is mevatel his decree due to the decree of a tzaddik, but Hashem is not mevatel the decree of a tzaddik due to the decree of another tzaddik. Perhaps a tzaddik like Eliyahu decreed that there would be no rain. What can I do? You act improperly in front of Hashem, like the child acts up in front of his father, and the father does his will. Who Omar Hochin, Rad Omar Hochin, Didoch Kaima, Pedidi, Le Kaima. Bachia quoting Rabbi Abba Kahana, quoting Rabbi Veira, quoting Rav Yehuda, and some say quoting Rav Chista, and some say it was quoting Rav Masna, the Pasuk in Eov, in Tech, of Faith, Pasuk of Fest, by Tigza Oimer of Yochem Lach, and you will make a decision and it will be accomplished for you. Why did it say Lach for you? Rather, even if he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says so, and you say, unlike him, your decree will be fulfilled, and mine, Hashem's, will not be fulfilled. Adrochecha, Naga O, Amrochir Ba'aba, Zu, Yurides Keshamim. And the quote from the end of that same pasuk, and light will shine on all your ways, that refers to rainfall. Af, Bari, Yatriach, Av, Yafit, Anan, Aywe. Yishpilu v'toyme geva, and I amalti lashpilam v'ata amalta l'agav, v'ga'itham v'dach ke'yama v'didi le'ke'taima. And we quote now from also in Eos in Perek Lamed Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ashbari burdened the clouds, the name of an angel, he scatters his rain clouds, and it says in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Tes, if they are humble, you will say, raise up. We learn from here, I said to lower to humble them through withholding rain, and you said to bring rain, to raise them, yours fulfilled, and mine is not fulfilled. And the same prophet again in Eos, Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Tes, V'shach einayim v'shia, ani amarti l'shchis einayhem b'ra v'ata amarti l'shiyam, v'dach ta'am v'dili lo ta'am. And the prophet says, he will save a humble person. I said to lower their eyes with evil, and you said to save them, yours is fulfilled, and mine is not fulfilled. Ani amalti yimalet yinaki, אתה אמרתי, מולית, אף פי שאין אנוקי, תדוח קיים ובדידי, לא יקיימה. I said, נתן, אופק למדה, you shall deliver one who is not innocent, and you will be saved only if he is clean of sin. And he said, one will be saved even if he is not clean, yours is fulfilled, and mine is not fulfilled. Nahu benimlat bevoil kapecha, bevirus kapecha, beskos mitzvahs, umasim tivim, shayiv yadecha, merishitecha. What's the meaning of, and he will be delivered because of the purity of your hands? At the end of that pasuk, he is saved in the clarity, means not sullied by sin, of your hands, and the merit of mitzvahs and good deeds in your hands from your beginning. Lechad pasuk goyim, yismach avicha, v'yinecha, v'togi yelantecha, matam elema yelantecha. He said to him, quoting from the pasuk in Mishlei Chof Gimel, pasuk Chof Hei, your father and your mother will rejoice, and the one that gave birth to you will be glad. What is yelantecha? It already said father and mother. V'mana oma, Umasecha. The man said it refers to your nation. Yosef Rebun Amal Shatecha, and Yosef Rebun said it refers to your time of birth. Ravonan Ami Kshem Shu Mekalla Bekislayan, Kachal Mesamcha Bekislayan. Ravonan answered, just like an evil son disgraces his mother doubly, so a tzaddik makes her rejoice doubly. Ravonan Shu Mekalla Bekislayan, Shneemal, Ka'as La'oviv Ben Kasil, Umeima, Umeimer Yuladtoi, Ben Chocham Yisamachlev, Uben Kasil, Tugas Imoi. What's he thought that an evil son disgraces her doubly? Pasuk in Mishnei, Yerzayim, Pasuk Chafei, says that a foolish son causes anger to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. And then Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph, it says, a wise son makes his father happy, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Oh, Tugas Imoi, what does it mean by grief for his mother? Amu Rabbi Luda, Lisham Gimatshon, Hu Afra, Be'enei Imei. The answer is expanded through Atabash, means each letter switched with the letter, the opposite end of the Aleph base, the Aleph goes with Tav, base goes with Shin, etc. Tugas corresponds to Afra, which is ashes, in your mother's eye. V'nan Shim Esamcha V'Kiflayim, Yifmach Avicha V'Imecha V'Sagel Yadtecha. And what's the source of the Tzadik? Makes her rejoice doubly. Your father and your mother shall rejoice, and the one who gave birth to you shall be glad.